Tuesday, August 28th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. One of the first things that I did when I got to the office Monday morning was to lower our flag to half staff in honor of the passing of Senator John McCain. Then I read that one of the first things they did at the White House was raise their flag back up to full staff Monday morning after having lowered it for 48 hours. The rule is that they typically leave the flag at half staff until after the services. John McCain will lie in state before being interned at Annapolis, but evidently 2 days was all that they could stand. Other flags at the Capitol were still at half-mast. It was also widely reported that Trump nixed the issuance of an official White House statement honoring McCain that had been pre-prepared. All his family had gotten was a tweet from Trump. Whoa, hold the presses. By late Monday, the flag on the White House was lowered again, and they issued a statement of respect for McCain due to their ferocious backlash. But doing the right thing wasn't instinctive. Hey, USDA is going to give soybean growers 82.5 cents per bushel for soybeans produced, a half cent a bushel for corn, 43 cents a bushel for sorghum, 7 cents a bushel for wheat applied to all bushels produced, and 3 cents a pound for cotton and $4 a hog to help compensate them for market losses from tariffs prompted by Trump's trade war. That doesn't sound like enough, so let's juice it up and say that soybean growers get $1.65 a bushel, corn producers get a whole penny, sorghum 86 cents, cotton 6 cents a pound, and hogs $8 a head. Doesn't that sound better? Then tell them that they only get the payment on half of their production, 50%, and we are back at the same dollars where USDA is really going to subsidize these commodities. It's all about optics with this administration. If there's a better way to spin it, they do it. $1.65 a bushel sounds a whole lot better than 82.5 cents. The larger number was being tossed around by the trade, oversold ahead of the report, as applying to all bushels produced instead of just 50%. Heck, why don't they make the payment $3.30 a bushel on 25% of soybean production and make it sound even larger? Do they think that farmers can't add and subtract? USDA will reportedly buy $84 million worth of dairy products, $585 million in pork products, and $943 million worth of apples for food programs to support markets. I have had corn growers tell me that they can keep the half cent a bushel. Oh, that's right, a whole penny on 50% of production. The National Corn Growers Association says the loss to corn growers has been 44 cents a bushel. It will cost the FSA more office expense and farmers more bookwork running to the FSA office to get that half a cent than it's worth. It will cost money to give that half cent away. It's a bad joke. Payments will be made after production is verified on 2018 fall harvested crops. Old crop doesn't qualify. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. Ag sector Sonny Perdue said that the program would not be fair, and it isn't. Farmers with drowned or droughted out crops this year get reduced payments or nothing, adding insult to injury. While farmers with the bumper crops will get paid significantly more like a bonus. This is inherently unfair and easily corrected. They are reportedly making a 12 cent per hundred payment to dairy farmers made on historical production. They should likewise use historical production history for the other payments. All crop farms have their actual production history, called an APH, for crop insurance purposes, a 10-year average. They should be using farmers' APH to base these payments on. That would be fair, dramatically cut down on record-keeping and paperwork, and payments could be made much sooner. This is another government program being administered in a way that doesn't make sense other than to buy votes with taxpayers' money. They are spending $3.6 billion on payments to soybean farmers. Had they used the money to buy soybeans basis Monday's spot futures close, they could have purchased 421 million bushels of soybeans, reducing the projected carryover of 785 million bushel by about half. I don't know if soybean prices would have gotten back to $10 a bushel, but it may have come close. Farmers would have gotten paid by the market instead of by taxpayers. China and other countries would not have been able to steal our soybeans at such low prices. That would have been a good message to send them instead of using taxpayers' funds to essentially subsidize foreign and Chinese buyers. That is what it is doing. Trump says he is going to make a deal with China someday. When that happened, the CCC-owned soybeans would be part of the deal. There would have been storage costs, but someone's going to have to store the carryover anyway. Some have surmised that instead of costing taxpayers money, this plan as outlined may have ultimately cost them nothing. You're listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.